Hello and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello, welcome to episode 27. Today is Friday, December 10th. I've done a quilt diary that I actually started, I think, last Friday or Saturday. And I thought I was going to have a more active week quilting than I did. I had a strong start and got a lot of work done, and then life took over. And you'll hear all about it on the following quilt diary. So I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Quilt diary, day one. First of all, I was in my quilting space, otherwise known as the living room, dining room, happily ironing away, listening to podcast. What a lovely way to spend an evening. And then my son, Jack, and his father, the man, came in and said, "Do you mind if we play some John Madden football on the Wii?" This almost never happens. Almost never. So I said, "No, as long as you don't mind me listening to podcasts." And they said, "No, we don't mind." And they didn't, but now it's just cacophonous in there. Too much noise. So I have stolen into the man's study, mostly just to report something. So many, many months ago, it must have been last summer, I went out and bought a blade sharpener from Joann's to sharpen my rotary cutter blades. And people had told me, essentially, you'll never buy a blade again. They didn't really say all that well. But they, but I was, told the blade sharpener is a wonderful thing. And, I've needed to sharpen some blades. I'm just like at the last one of the pack, and it's starting to do that irritating thing where it kind of jumps over threads, and you know what I mean. So I thought, well, it's time. It's time to try the blade sharpener. I am scared, but I could wear my gloves and it'll be okay. And so I opened up the blade sharpener and I popped out the blade, and let me tell you, popped it in, went turned the blade, there's a coarse side and a fine side. And I guess if your blade is just dull, you use the fine side. It's just like a sandpapery thing. So I did both sides. I hope you like my sound effects. And then I went and used it. And guess what? The blade sharpener works. It works. And I can't recall how much it cost. It didn't cost much of anything. And I'm sure I used one of those 40% off coupons, but it feels to me like it's a $5.99 kind of deal. So this is an amazing thing. If you don't have a blade sharpener, you need to go get one. Think about how much money you spend on rotary blades. Hundreds of dollars a year. Thousands. I mean, those things are so expensive. They're kind of a rip. I mean, come on now. But anyway, it doesn't matter now because the blade sharpener works. And I just wanted to share that. I've just finished up ironing all the Simply Amy, Simply Frances fabric that's been shoved into baggies and just kind of sitting there lonesome for a couple months now. And I am about to sew and start a new block. And here's the amazing thing. So last summer, when I was really kind of hell-bent for leather on this thing and really working it, had a chart laid out saying, all right, here's how many blocks you need. Here's how many, and there's, they're like four different colors I'm working with, like main colors, right? There's lavender, dark blue, light blue, and popsicle, which is just that really pretty pink that scares the man. So here's I didn't tell you this. I think this is so funny. So I finish the girly girl reading quilt, and it's there, and it's this pretty quilt just hanging on a banister, and I'm like, honey, aren't you going to say anything about the quilt? Aren't you going to say anything about my new reading quilt? And he said, oh, that's for reading? You mean that's not our bedspread? I'm like, no, it's not our bedspread. First of all, it's about 4 feet wide. No. And then he's like, oh, it's beautiful. So this whole time when I'm working on this quilt, this very pink quilt, he's thinking that's the bedspread. He's thinking that's Simply Amy, Simply Frances, and he's freaking out. Because and I've discussed this before earlier in this summer. I think I mentioned the fact that he wasn't thrilled to see the popsicle fabric, but you know, mostly it's a blue quilt. I mean, it's a really blue, manly quilt. It's just got a little popsicle in here and there. So anyway, I just thought that was funny that he couldn't bring himself to comment on the girly girl quilt because he thought it was our bedspread and he was too freaked out. Anyway, men. So back to Simply Amy, Simply Frances. So, you know, I get all the stuff out and I'm ironing. And I also have my little chart that I've made in which I laid out how many blocks I would need of each color. And I need to add a little edit here. I'm listening to this before I post it. And you're thinking, well, why not just look at the pattern and figure out what you need? With Simply Amy, Simply Frances, I've altered the pattern. So I wanted it to be a queen size quilt, and I think that the pattern in the magazine might have been a twin. So that's why I had to do math to figure out how many blocks I needed to make it the size I wanted. And me doing math, of course, is a very scary thing. But I wanted to, so that's why I had to make a chart, and that's why I couldn't just go to the magazine and count and find out how many blocks I needed. I had to go back to my own math. So just wanted to add that in case you were wondering. At first, I couldn't remember what my chart was telling me because at the top it said 20 blocks, and I thought, I think I need more than 20 blocks. It took a little bit to figure out. I mean, it didn't actually take that long at all to think, oh no, I need 36 blocks. And it came back to me really quickly, which is nice, because sometimes if you leave a project alone for a few months, it can be really hard to figure it out again. And I think that's especially true with any sort of complicated knitting, certainly, but any complicated project. This isn't wildly complicated, and the fact is, it's all coming back to me now. Quilt Diary Day 2. This quilt diary, by the way, is not actually chronological, like I sit down every day and do it, although that would actually be a great idea. And if I were quilting every day, I would, but I haven't been. Now, my last quilting session, which was this weekend, was very productive. I'm working on Simply Amy, Simply Frances, and I'll tell you what, now, when I start working on it again this weekend, I'm almost done with all my dark blue squares. I've got one left. I can't believe it's not done. But I really just felt like I was back on the Simply Amy, Simply Frances train, and we were coming around the bend, and watch out, get the cows off the track. Here we come. It hasn't worked out that way. You know, next week, I have a very quiet week. This week, like this morning, okay, it's Thursday morning. So far, I've made two lasagnas. I'm making brownies right now in the oven that will be followed by pita. Yes, do you know that homemade pita is really easy to make, and it really tastes a lot better. You know, when you get pita in the store, a lot of times it just always tastes like it's on the verge of going stale. And homemade pita, it's just, you know, it's like what you get in a restaurant. It's good and it's easy. And my book club is meeting tonight for our annual Christmas party, which is a lot of fun. We do a book exchange and a white elephant thing. And my white elephant, I can't remember if I have told this story or not, but I'll tell it again. A couple years ago, is when we started. My book group has been meeting now for 8.5 years. And I think we've had the holiday party every year. But we just started White Elephant 2 years ago. And I had the best present to bring, which was a pillowcase for like a decorative pillow that I had bought at a yard sale. Actually, it wasn't a yard sale. It was a yart sale, Y-A-R-T. I feel like I've told this story before, but just bear with me. Anyway, and several years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and I loved the idea that instead of having a yard sale, all these artists had gotten together in this kind of just regular old suburban neighborhood. You know, it wasn't like in a funky downtown neighborhood where they're always doing funky, cool stuff. It was just kind of in a regular, anonymous kind of neighborhood. So I thought that was so cool. And this woman was selling these pillowcases, decorative, quilted, and they were beautiful. And I thought, oh, this will be a wonderful Christmas present, or maybe I'll just keep it for myself. And it was kind of these beautiful ocean greens and rose reds and a lovely pattern. I didn't know what it was. And now I'd have to look at a book. I don't know. Anyway, so I buy it. And it wasn't that expensive. It was like 15 or 20 bucks. So I buy it, and it's one of those things I get, and then it's lying around for years, really, because I've got to buy the form, and that's the pillow form, and that's the sort of thing that will take me 2 or 3 years to get around to. Well, finally, I was at Target, and there was another decorative pillow. You know, when I say decorative pillow, you know, the kind of pillow, like a throw pillow that you would put on your couch, that was for sale. I thought, oh, you know, I can get this and use this as a form, because it was only a few dollars. And so I did. So I come home, I'm excited. I'm finally going to get out my beautiful quilted pillowcase cover thing and have it decorating my living room. So I put the cover over it. To say pillowcase just seems odd, because pillowcase, I feel like that's what's on your bed, what you put on the pillow on your bed. So this is more like a pillow cover. Or something, a slip cover. I put it on the chair across the room from me, and I go sit down on the couch so I can gaze lovingly at it. And so I'm gazing at it, and I think, you know what? That design really kind of looks like, well, a swastika. Yes, in fact, I'm pretty sure it's a swastika. Now, it wasn't. You know, I should go and do some research, because it actually looked like a traditional pattern, but there are some traditional patterns that do kind of look like swastikas, and this to me looked a lot like a swastika. I don't actually think the quilter was a Nazi. I don't think that was her intention. I think it's just one of those things where you make something, she may never have noticed it, or that may have been why the pillowcase was such a good price. She realized after she made it, oh my goodness, that looks like a swastika, which I had not noticed until I sat across the room from it, and I'm like, yes, a swastika. Well, then I thought, well, maybe that's just me. You know, maybe a saner, more normal person would not see a swastika. You know, and I put it at different angles and on different sides, and I still saw the swastika, but I thought, well, you know, I'm probably just making too much of that. So a friend of ours came over one night, our friend Jamie. I said, Jamie, what does that look like to you? Anything? What do you think when you see that pillow? And he says, a swastika. I'm like, great. So it's like you can't be displaying swastikas around the living room, because I don't support Nazis, and therefore, you know. So that was my white elephant gift, and it was the hit of the party. I can't remember what I did last year. I don't think it was anything as nothing could ever actually top that, I don't think. This year, I was cleaning out cupboards. I'm doing this whole sort of Advent purge, partly because there's just something about that that seems right. It's like before Christmas, simplify things, get rid of stuff. We have lots of toys. We have some. My older son, Jack, is a very hard person to Christmas shop for, because he likes two things. He likes computers and he likes books. And, you know, I support the book thing completely. I've talked about this before. Jay and I have been emailing a little bit about how many computer systems do you allow in your home. And I have to say, the man and I have slightly different perspectives on this, because he's just like, you just hate computer games. I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of do. I don't, but I don't play them, and I don't think that I don't want my children spending too much time playing them. I'm just rambling today because I've done so little quilting. I'm just going to ramble. We were at a party the other night. It was a surprise party for a friend of ours, and there were children there. First of all the little ones, like, you know, I mean, like the 5 and under crowd, they've all got the iPhones. They've all got their parents' iPhones. They're all just like, dit, 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 on the iPhone. I'm like, wow. Which, you know, I mean, I don't have an iPhone. If I did, and I didn't want and I wanted to keep my child entertained at a party, I'm sure I would just say, here, honey, here's the iPhone. I would tell myself I would never be that kind of person, and I would be that kind of person. But I like the tweens, of which Jack was one. He does not have an iPhone or an iTouch, but several of them did, and that's what they were doing. All, you know, they kind of, the parents are like, put that down. Okay, that's enough of that. You know, they're checking stuff on their iTouch, and I'm just like, wow. You know, I don't even know what to think. I can't judge, because I know this is going to happen sooner or later. Jack will wear us down. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I am so off track now. I guess the computer stuff, and I can't work my way back. Can't work my way back, folks, to where I started out from. So let me tell you, so I've been making stuff. I've got a hot lunch tomorrow at Jack's school. for his advisory. So I have made two lasagnas, making the brownies, making the pita. The pita brings us back to the book group. So every year for book group, everyone brings stuff. I always bring pimento cheese and good crackers, and then hummus with pita and carrots. And I think I'm going to go to Whole Foods this afternoon and get a nice olive selection. I have, after 46 years, finally learned to like green olives. It turns out you can get really, really good green olives, and they're amazing. And so anyway, so I think I'm going to do that. So just, oh, and the other thing, so also tomorrow is Will's, oh Lordy, his very, very breakfast for lunch party at school. It's a big second grade tradition. All the second graders will be going to school in their jams, which is great because it's about 30 degrees right now. It's really cold for North Carolina for this time of year. But anyway, the kids have a lot of fun, and I'll just put, my mom had made Jack a really nice bathrobe that many years ago that now fits Will, and he loves that, so I'll put him in his bathrobe. And anyway, so I am on the committee for that. I managed to sign up for two school things on the same day. Very smart. And I've been assigned to make moons and stars and blues and golds. And so I spent the last few days cutting out moons and stars and painting them with silver glitter. They're fabulous, but sometimes you do. You know, first of all, you know, because they're very homemade. And there's some moms at our fine school who are just serious, you know, Martha Stewarters. You know, and there's something fabulous about that because, you know, the stuff they do is beautiful and admirable, and I don't deny them that. It just, for those of us who are not, you feel kind of goofy. Like, here's my homemade stars and moons. I hope you like them. So anyway, but that's what I have been doing. So not so much on the quilting. I've been thinking about quilting. I just finished my Christmas list for the man, and I asked for a layer cake. I asked for the Park Avenue layer cake by Three Silly Sisters. That's not it. What is their name? Let me look. I've got it up. Three Sisters from Moda Fabrics. And I really like, if we were talking about knitting, I would call it the colorway. So maybe with fabric, you call it the fabric way. So I'm hoping that I will get that, and that will inspire me to make a quilt for our living room, because I do like the colors, and I think they work with the colors in the living room. I'll let you know. I've got projects, plans for projects kind of percolating in my head. The other thing I'm looking forward to, I found a book today online that I think I'm going to get, which is called Quilting for Peace. And I like that idea so very much. And I know that at our guild, people bring quilts for charity. And I'm not quite sure what charity, which charities. You know, it's just been so cold here. I guess I've been thinking, man, we need to get more quilts out to people living in the tent cities and the homeless, because I know that, you know, I take for granted the warmth of my own home. But when it gets as cold as it's been, suddenly you really start thinking more, wow, what would it like to be like to be outside tonight when I can barely make myself take the garbage out or get the man to take the garbage out because it's so cold. I found a website, I think it was called Ugly Quilts, and that looked interesting too, about how to make sleeping bags that get distributed to homeless folks. So I'm going to be looking more into that, and I will get back to you on it. Now the oven has preheated for the pita bread, so I need to go do that, and I hope to be back very soon because it's Thursday, and I think I need to be getting this up. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It is Friday, December 10th, and I am back from serving lasagnas and garlic bread and being part of the very berry, teddy berry breakfast for lunchtime lunch thingy. I have to tell you, I'm absolutely shocked. So first I went and did the hot lunch at Jack's school, and then I went over to Will's school to participate in the very berry, teddy bear breakfast for lunch thing, whatever. And if you'll recall, if I actually thought to mention this, you know, I cut out all these stars and moons and put sparkles on them. I walk in and everything's going because I've come late because I've been serving lunch at the other school. And these women from our classroom come up and they're like, oh, Francis, oh, did you do the stars and moons? They're wonderful. And I was shocked. Not that you guys are just like poster board stars and moons with glitter on them, but apparently they, I have to say, the person who was in charge of the party, Christine, did a lovely job, and she hung up lights, strands of lights all through the room, and then hung the stars and moons all through the room. And they did look nice, I have to say. They looked very nice. Our room looked very nice. So, but I felt like a star. Oh my goodness. What was neat too is I ran into my friend Francine. And she's not really my friend. She's someone who I know. We're more like acquaintances who have potential for being friends. We talked for the first time when Will was in kindergarten, and her little girl, Leah Francis, was in the classroom next door. And in kindergarten, you at our fine lower school, you actually go and pick up the kids from their classrooms. And so I would see her in the hallway, and she just was kind of funky looking. Our fine school, Jack's in the middle school, Will's in the lower school, is a lovely school, and it's a great school, and I'm glad the boys are there. But there, I don't really feel like I fit in all that well, because, you know, I'm just kind of strange in some ways. Certain settings I would not be strange or odd. Like if I worked at a university in an English department, no one would think I was particularly strange or odd, or, as an American studies person. Yeah, it's just different. But this, there's a contingent kind of junior league people who are very nice. Everyone's really nice. You know, it's not, I'm sure there are mean people around. I've not run into them. But still, I kind of feel out of place. And I've always liked Francine because, you know, she wears Chucks, and she just seems like she's out of place too. And we chatted, and she's friends with other friends of mine, but we've never really truly connected. But there was a party last year that we were both involved in, and we talked some, and she collects dolls and does some sewing for that. And we start talking about sewing and quilting, and she had said she always wanted to make a quilt. Well, when I ran into her today, she said, oh, Frances, I finally made a quilt. And it's interesting, she's an engineer. And so she said, you know, and she said she just made a quilt for a friend's baby, very small quilt, and she sent it out to be quilted, and the long arm was like, she couldn't believe that this was Francine's first quilt. She said, it's all so straight. And Francine's like, well, you know, I'm an engineer. I'm a very precise person. So she is totally psyched and so totally into it. So I feel like I've made a new quilty friend. Not a new friend, but you know, and she was like very excited. She wanted to tell me. She's like, because talking to you, it just got me really excited about making quilts. So I've made a convert. Yay. And I'm glad too, because again, she's someone who I have felt like we would probably be friends. And it just, you know, sometimes you know that about someone, but it just has to be the right time and place. So we're getting there. So that was good. So I've made a convert. Yay. Of course, we've gotten no quilting done since the last time I spoke to you, which was yesterday, which was day two of the quilt diary. This weekend, I think it's going to happen. I'm just going to relax. We're getting the Christmas tree tonight. And tomorrow I've got to do some cleaning, because we'll put the Christmas tree up tomorrow and start doing some decorating. Although I like to take several days to decorate, but I will have to clean the living room before we put up the Christmas tree. So I've got a few, and I've got to go grocery shopping. But otherwise, I'm planning to relax. And next week is really, really quiet. So I'm just hoping to be able to relax and do some Christmas shopping and do some quilting. And I'll just chill out. This has not been a very chilled out week. It's been fine. And the lasagna I made was really good, if I do say so myself. I mean, it's not fancy. I used jarred sauce. Don't get me wrong. It was not a Julia Child kind of thing. But nonetheless, it tasted good. The kids liked it. So that's all I'm saying. So it's all been good. And my stars and moons were a big hit. So there you have it. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. Well, no, I can't leave you yet, because you know what? I am feeling some guilt, some podcaster guilt, because so many people last time, when I posted the picture of my pink girly girl reading quilt, so many people commented, and I just feel like rude that I never acknowledged. So I need to do some, and I've also gotten some nice comments recently about the interview with my mom. And in fact, Jay said very nicely, she's like, I don't care if it's 40 minutes. You just go ahead and you should have just run the whole interview. And people said that they thought that my mom sounded very nice. And you know what? She is very nice. But people said they enjoyed that. And I appreciate that. Although both Jay and Jean agreed, I'm not getting the Bernina. They're like, just forget it. You're not getting the Bernina. Although I did, I want to read you. I got a nice comment from Mary Sarah, who she said, I love the interview with your mom. I think it's great your dad is going on the cruise with her. And they're on the cruise now. They must be coming back if they're not home. I can't wait to hear all about it. Anyway, she says, don't give up hope for the Bernina. My mom had a Bernina 930 and I had a Kenmore. A few years ago, mom came to my, and I have a Kenmore, Mary Sarah, so this is, there are parallels here. Anyway, a few years ago, mom came to my house to help me sew a few things for the house. She decided I needed a better machine and asked me if I'd like a basic Bernina as a Christmas present. Heck yes. She looked at basic models and ended up buying a new computer model for herself. She gave, isn't that great? I love that. She gave me the 930 for Christmas. Dad thought it was a quote-unquote left-handed Christmas present, but we were happy. So there is hope. Yay, I hope you're right, Mary. Yes, that could happen. And this is the thing is, I mean, my mom does seem very happy with this machine. I'm kind of surprised, though, she's had it for so long. And I know Berninas are great, and you can keep them forever. But she likes technology. So I just think there's some possibilities. I do. You know what? I need to work on my dad. I need to work on my dad. He's the one. But, okay, so let me go back a couple episodes ago because I just feel rude. I think people, if they take the time to post comments, you ought to say something. You ought to say something. So I'm going to say thank you to Bridget, to Dorothy, Margaret, who said my stippling was beautiful. Thank you, Margaret. Diane. People seem to like the olive green, the green and the board, which I really do too, and I'm so thankful to Karen at Thimble Pleasures for helping me pick that. Thank you to Jane, to Diane, and to Debbie, Robin, to Sue. A lot of people really liked the backing, which was the Moda Bliss. What I love, because I'm sure there's, you know, I'm in some ways not a detail person. So, like, I have completely forgotten that was the name of the fabric. And I'm like, oh, I love the Bliss. I'm like, you know the name of this fabric. That just kills me. I love that. I enjoyed Sue's comment because she also weighed in on the short hair thing. I think I mentioned in episode, I guess it was 25, that I just got my hair cut. And she said, Frances, I have to tell you, I totally understand the short hair thing. I'm a short hair girl myself, and every 5 years or so, I try to grow it out. Me too, Sue. It is about 5 years. You're like, oh, I think I'll have long hair now. Anyway, I last about 6 months to a year, and then I wonder, what was I thinking, and have it all chopped off again. One thing I've noticed with longer hair is you have to brush it midday. And I had to start carrying a comb. I'm like, oh, I don't want to carry anything more in my purse. I had to start to comb my hair. You do. You have to. Long hair, it's a lot of trouble. Yes, so anyway. So I appreciate that commiseration. And I do. This time, so this was the longest I've gone growing it out. So it took about 3 years. I mean, I didn't grow it. I wasn't trying to get it long, long, super long until like the last 6 months. And not super long to me, it was like to my shoulders, barely. So I had grown it out into kind of a bob, kind of that swingy thing where it's shorter in the back and longer in the front. And I stuck with that, a version of that for a while. And then once I grew it out a little further, I'm just like, I'm just tired of this. Anyway, thank you to Victoria and to Jay, to my mom. She posted. And she said, the quilt is even prettier when you see the real thing. Thanks to Noni, to Sandy, and to, Arlie. who wrote, my quilting tends to be one crisis after another, fortunately most resolvable, so your adventures have a very familiar sound to me. I'm like, yes, that pretty much does describe my quilting too. So thank you to everyone for commenting and taking the time. And I just, I really do appreciate you doing that. And to the people who've commented most recently, Jay and Jean and Mary Sarah, for coming on the most recent episode. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fdowell@mindspring.com, or you can come by offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or head on over to Big Tent, sign up, and join the Off Kilter Quilt group along with the groups of all your favorite podcasts. You should also go check out seamedup.blogspot.com, which is the blog for the soon-to-be-up-and-running site for quilters and sewers, sort of the quilter's version of Ravelry, which is being produced by three of your favorite podcasters, Brylin over at So Stitch Create, Allison at Within a Quarter Inch, and Jean at the Quilted Cupcake. And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait for it to be up and running. As a knitter, I am a member of Ravelry, and it's a whole lot of fun. As a quilter, I've been very happy to have Big Tent. This will kind of be like Big Tent to the 10th degree, because not only will there be forums in which you can ask questions or make comments, but there'll be all sorts of ways to share ideas and patterns and photographs, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So go over to seamedup.blogspot.com. And if you're feeling the spirit of the season, make a donation. They need some money to get this thing going and to keep it up and running. I think that they said $3,500 is what it's going to take. So if you've got $5 or $10, go. You can use PayPal. Make a donation. I think this is going to be so much fun for us to have. And if you're one of those quilters, so you don't have a guild, or your guild meets during the day and you work, or you don't have a local quilt shop, and what you would really love is a community of quilters. And that's one of the reasons you listen to podcasts, is for me, it makes me feel like I'm a part of a community of quilters. Well, this Seamed Up, I think, is going to really be a part of that community and be a meeting place for the community. So go on over, check it out, make a donation, and let's get this thing going. I hope you have a great rest of the week. There's not much week to go. I hope you have a good weekend, and that next week is calm and lovely and completely stress-free. That you get some quilting done and maybe some reading, take a walk. I hope it's just good for you. Let me hear from you. Thanks to everyone who I have heard from, and thanks to all of you for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.